Patient name, Miguel, spelled M-I-G-U-E-L. Last name, Bastard, B-A-S-T-A-R-D. Date of birth, 12/30/13. Date of service, 3/3/23. This is a 9-year-old little boy. Mom brings in due to a cough and congestion. Cough seems to be worse at night. Also has a sore throat. Cough also more prevalent at night when he's lying down. He has a scratchy throat. He feels a drainage in the back of his throat as well. He's had these symptoms for several days. He's not taking any medication for relief. Symptoms are better with rest, worse on activities, period, new paragraph. Vital signs, pulse 80, respiration 16, temperature 98.5, oxygenation 99% on room air. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history, lives with mom and dad, sibling. No association with secondhand smoke. Period, new paragraph, labs today include a strep test, which was negative. Period, new paragraph, on examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, interacts well with me today. He did go to school today. He was not sent home, but he started feeling progressively worse through the day. Period, new paragraph. Eyes, pupil, ears, bilateral tympanic membrane erythema is visible. Landmarks are not appreciated. Oral pharyngeal area erythematous, a postnasal drip with a greenish type flow at the back of the throat is identified. Oral mucosa, moist neck is soft, no thyromegalino masses, no lymphadenopathy, heart positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen soft, non-tender. Remainder of exam is unremarkable. Period to paragraph of special note. Patient has no issues either with bowel movements or voiding. His bathroom habit is completely normal. Patient has not been running any fevers. Period to paragraph. Assessment and plan. Otitis media, acute sinusitis. Patient will be given amoxicillin, 400 per 5 ml, 7.5 ml. BID number 150 ml, period, the paragraph. Cough. Histex PD, 1 ml, 4 times daily, number 30 ml, period, new paragraph. He used to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest. Monitor symptoms, return to clinic, or call if needed.